of July was a brighter celebration this year than last, but still had its dark side with over 200 gun-related deaths over the holiday weekend. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each and every week wherever you find good podcasts at US of Ed, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. And check out the new podcast, Pacific Conversations, chats about the relationship between Australia and the US with a range of leading experts. You can find that Pacific Conversations or at edtalks.com.au. July 4th, another down-tempo celebration this year. Joe Biden focused largely on the pandemic in his 4th of July speech, saying that America had lived through its darkest days, but was on its way back. All across this nation, we can say America is coming back together. Ed, any thoughts?
Well, coming back, but not with the twitch in the step and the big hi-yas and the, hey, mate, how you doing? Coming back in the sense they're crawling out.
On COVID vaccinations, Biden has announced a boost in efforts to encourage vaccine take-up this week, including a door-to-door outreach program in some communities and more efforts to get doctors and pediatricians to encourage kids to get the jab as they head back to school. What do you make of it?
Well, that's what they've done every year. When school starts, measles vaccinations, et cetera. Now, vaccinations are required in all public schools. I think in probably 90% of the states, or you can't go into the building. New York State's quite interesting. They require vaccinations in their colleges and universities, and even going to night school in New York. So people in New York are accustomed to being vaccinated.
On the darker side of 4th of July, though, across the holiday weekend, there were more than 500 shootings across the states, resulting in at least 233 deaths and more than 600 injuries. Now, this is actually a considerable drop in deaths from last year. It's a drop of just under 100 deaths, if you can believe that, which is just, you know, like Jesus Christ, America. I feel like I haven't seen any movement from Biden on gun violence since taking over the big job. What's been happening?
Well, he has. He's issued a couple of executive orders, and he's issuing, I believe, an executive order and asking Congress to pass a bill that tightens the restrictions on who can have a gun. He's moving on this police bill, which will make the police less lethal. And in doing so, that's probably going to make deaths go down in the criminal police side of things, the OK Corral sort. But a lot of these deaths, let's say half of them, are related to the fact that people have undergone really stressful, ugly situations. And the way you solve a problem in the United States is to kill it. Here you might go fishing, but this is a very unfortunate thing. And you'll notice here in Australia, our partner relationships have really gone south, and that the number of incidents has gone through the roof, and alcohol consumption has gone through the roof. We're consuming more alcohol now by 10 or 15% than we did before COVID, with the consequence of more beating up of kids in the family and the like. We, as a Western society, have gauged our well-being on something out there rather than something inside here. We gauge it on whether we're getting a new car or a new vacation or a holiday or going to the movies, everything outside of ourselves. When those things are cut off, we turn on ourselves and then we turn on our loved ones. That is a very sad of the way this Western democracy has worked out.
And that's one issue I don't know that is going to be getting any better in any time soon.
No, it isn't.
Afghanistan and the American withdrawal seems to be occurring with little communication with Afghani security forces. I saw at least one story where troops had withdrawn from an airbase, taking all troops and shutting off electricity in the middle of the night without even informing the base's new Afghan commander, who only found out they were gone 2 hours later. As expected, Taliban forces have immediately mounted a growing campaign against Afghani forces. All that effort, all that death, it really does look like it was all for nothing, Ed.
Well, which war do you want to start with?
This is not wrong.
Every war since the Second World War has ended the same way, except where the United States didn't go in, like in the Balkans. There's a way in, but there's no way out. Maybe we can write a book about that, or a movie or a song.
Yeah, it might have been a couple made on that sort of topic, I feel. We'll get back to the Middle East in a moment, but I did want to talk about a new battleground as well. Hackers have demanded $70 million to unlock more than 1,500 businesses swept up in the largest recorded ransomware attack of all time. This has shut down grocery stores, schools. This is a Russian group, or at least Russian speaking from what little we know. And it obviously comes in the wake of the meeting Biden had with Vladimir Putin to discuss cyber attacks. Just any thoughts on this one, Ed?
I have a couple of thoughts on this. I bet before the end of the month, the Russians are going to experience a huge cyber attack. Lethal one. The United States isn't going to put up with this. There's a good chance that the security agencies are now working on where the hackers are, who they are, and how to hack them back. So you don't announce this in the newspaper, do you? Biden said that's what he would do. I'll take his word for it.
New Cold War front all over again.
Hey, I love this kind of warfare. People aren't dying. It's better than the warfare that's going on in the streets.
Israel and the many-headed hydra of Israel's new coalition government, led by a hard-right politician but built with the inclusion of leftist and Arab parties, has failed its first big test. Already they have a split on a law preventing the reunification of Palestinian families divided by the Israeli separation barrier. This amendment that prevents entry into Israel and resident status for Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza who are married to Israelis. Ed, what's happening?
Boy, you know, I thought integration was tough in the States. This is the Hydra head. There are going to be many little bubbles coming out like this for the left and the center. The right and the center. There's no left really in Israel, where they're going to have enormous disagreements. And with the Palestinians or the Arabs making up a small but significant fraction of members of the parliament, they can stymie a lot of things. I think it's way too early to look for progress. We should be looking for stability. And this law was tempting fate. Rolling back at this time really put, you know, the chickens in the woodpile or whatever you say. It really got people stirred up emotionally. Even though I suspect, no matter how that law was implemented, the chances of those people doing much better than they are now would be slim. But this is going to be one of a number of tests of the capacity of this government to survive. And we talked about this earlier. They're going to be tested and tested and tested. Netanyahu just wants them to fail. He has no other thing in mind.
And in Brazil, just in case you thought history was repeating, President Jair Bolsonaro, after generally being a scumbag through his entire presidency, is now caught up in a corruption scandal relating to the country's COVID vaccine that could finally threaten to take him down. Any thoughts on this one?
Well, they don't have much room in their jail for presidents. They've got two or three in jail now. The presidential jail is pretty full. They're going to have to let somebody out to get him in. It seems that being able to plunder the treasury or do what you want is part of the deal there. But they don't have the controls that Putin has. And so when they're caught, there are consequences. And not to mention, apparently there have been consequences in South Africa for their ex-president, who's now going to jail.
Yeah. And before I let you go, Ed, when we spoke last week, the fact the Trump Organization would be facing criminal charges had only just been announced. We now know what those charges specifically involve, a 15-year scheme to allegedly help executives evade taxes by compensating them with hidden fringe benefits, hidden from authorities, that is. Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg in particular facing some 15 charges, the real excitement being the hope that there will be more indictments to follow. Any thoughts on this one?
Well, we knew this was coming, didn't we?
Mm.
And Weisselberg is the target of Flip. Now, Flipping, the main target, isn't all Flipping's about. They're little fish that start saying, wait a minute, if that big fish won't take this bait, I will, and get out while I can. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone in Weisselberg's orbit, who knows about half of what he knows, and that's all you need to know to corroborate some things, flip. Because once he flips, they don't need you. And you spend time in jail. If this case goes to the court and the organization and Weisselberg's found guilty, remember there are 15 or 16 other unsealed indictments in their kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And those folks are being let know, hey, if he goes, you go. Mm. You better beat him to the point and flip now so that you can save your arse and let Weisselberg swim upstream. It only makes sense because if you're young, even 3 or 4 years in jail and no possible career after ain't good.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe so you don't miss a thing and check us out on Facebook at US of Ed as well as on the old Twitter box. And the new podcast is Pacific Conversations. Check that one out as well. The website edtalks.com.au filled with plenty of information.